The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
This is a hot take you won't hear from anyone ever, except for this one black actor, Billy Dee Williams. He thinks that other actors should be allowed to do blackface. So he was on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast, and he was talking about seeing the movie Othello, which is an older movie from the 60s, and a white man is doing blackface in it. And he said that he thought it was hysterical. He says, quote, "I loved it. I love that kind of stuff." And Bill said, "Well, you know, you could never do that today, right?" And Billy Dee goes, "Well, why not?
Today? I mean, they would never let you do that.
Why?
Blackface?
Why not?
Because
you should do it.
That's your point of view.
If you're an actor, you should do anything you want to do.
That's a great point of view, but the theater would be bombed.
I mean, Muni and I used to talk about this all the time. Muni was the one who was the first person that I worked with in those years who said to me, as an actor, you should be able to do whatever you think you can do, you should be able to do it.
I think that's a horrible take for any profession. You shouldn't just be able to do whatever you want to do.
God bless him. He's 87 years old, though.
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yes,
man. Williams is 87.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's got some old school ideas there.
Yep.
And I'm assuming as he's walking down the street, the NAACP is going to grab his wallet and take the card right out of his wallet.
1,000%.
Give me that thing back.
The man is a legend, and you can't take that away from him. But this take, to me, clearly sounds like he's coming from his generation of not accepting how we've evolved and things have changed. I don't think he realizes exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, he's definitely up there in age, so that makes a lot more sense.
You get that age, you just let it go.
Even other 85-year-olds would be, come on now, dude.
Maybe you get a pass once you hit 87.
What are you saying, Billy? Stop it.
Okay, I have to admit something on air, that I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite on air right now, because for the past couple of months, for the past year I've been on air, I've come out with the same feeling about reboots and remakes, and that I don't think they should exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to retract that statement for one series and one series alone, because Reese Witherspoon says she's developing a Legally Blonde TV series, and I'm really excited about it.
So that's the exception to the rule?
It's the exception to the rules, because it makes sense to me.
Well, maybe if she's behind it, she'll like understand the integrity of doing something new and something creative. It'll be the same premise, but maybe there's some hope there because Reese is Reese, it'll be different.
Yeah, but Clueless tried this and it didn't work, right?
Clueless had a sequel? I had no idea.
Yeah.
No. Clueless didn't have a sequel. Clueless, the movie, they did a TV show.
Oh, see, it must have bombed because I never watched it. And I love Clueless.
I know, right?
It's a classic. But to me, that's one of those movies that you just don't touch. I think Legally Blonde is recent enough, and they tried to do a sequel, emphasis on the tried to do a sequel, to where I would love to see some kind of redemption arc where they do a really good job with the TV series. We don't have like a plot line. Like, we don't know if Reese is going to return and be Elle Woods. We don't know if it's going to be like a remake where they make it more like 2024. She has said in the past that she would like to do it and have the plot be around what age would do to Elle Woods. Like, what would that mean to her? What would it be like to grow up and be a lawyer in this day and age?
Oh, so, she'd be a partner in a firm, man. She'd have her own like Legally Blonde pink law firm.
Right.
Yeah, she would crush it. I can't see Reese take on this role again. I think she'll probably cast somebody else to do it. But as an actor, I couldn't give up something that was so iconic. Like, if I originated a role as iconic as Elle Woods, like, I don't think I could just be like, here, you do it.
Nah. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, but you know, Reese has plenty of it, so she doesn't really need it. Okay, if you had to guess which music artist has the most popular concert t-shirts in the country, who would you say? Like, who is walking out there with the most t-shirts on their fans?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Nope. It surprised me.
I think it's going to be like some classic rock band.
Nope. This is such surprising news to me.
Oh, really quick, speaking of those classic rock tees, did you see the Gen Zer who was getting on people like Gen X and boomers wearing Nirvana shirts, and that they needed to find something in their own era?
Oh, God.
Oh.
She had to delete the tweet because she got ratioed so bad.
I saw the cutest little toddler. He must have been 3 years old in an elevator the other day, and he had a Ramones t-shirt on. It was the cutest little thing.
So cute.
Okay.
Any guesses? It surprised me. So obviously it's not Beyonce. It's not Taylor Swift. It's not Harry Styles.
Is it country?
Nope, it's not country. It's pop.
It's pop.
I feel like it's like the Jonas Brothers or something random.
NSYNC.
No.
Is it a single artist?
It's a single artist modern day, Gen Z.
Olivia Rodrigo.
It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, no way!
She has the most popular music artist t-shirt in America. So good on you, Olivia. You've only been in the business like 2 days, so you've really made your mark on the world. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.